This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus, our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and Border Patrol. Plus our 911 dispatchers for your service to America and keeping all of us free and safe. And to the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and bulk mail centers too, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Okay, well, we were talking about the situation with Mr. Barr. We had a question from Trucker Eric. We answered his question. Obviously, Attorney General William Barr is going to come on television this morning. It should be something to see. I probably will record it so I can see it later. But he's going to be interviewed by Bill Hemmer on American News Now, or under that show, America's Morning News, or whatever they call it. And there's going to be a lot of discussions, but there was something that was leaked last night. I'm looking at the story. It says the Attorney General says public heat must know if DOJ put their thumb on the scale in Russian probe in Fox News exclusive interview.
Attorney General Barr is in El Salvador, and Bill Hemmer met him down there. So it's a pre-recorded interview that is airing today. So they put out a snippet of it last night. And he's exactly right. That the American people need to know what boundaries were broken by any federal agencies regarding the what I have written about now being the unpeaceful transfer of power.
Right. So, we know that we have people involved. We know that we have a James Clapper. We know that we have a John Brennan. We know we have a James Comey. We know they've been firing shots across each other's bow. They did that yesterday, and one of them did it the day before. Comey, for some reason, just won't be quiet. He's out there a lot lately.
Well, and so is Brennan. I mean, Brennan was back on CNN last night. I think that, you know, they're kind of beginning to eat their own. You know, McCabe even pushed back at some point. You got the whole Nelly and Bruce Orr component. So I think we're going to quickly, well, I shouldn't say quickly, but we will soon find out, because Barr's just not going to mess around, and neither is his new assignment of
Mr. Durham.
John Durham.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and by the way, that's the guy that I'm hearing they're really afraid of. It's not Barr, it's Durham.
Well, he's been given a mandate, and Durham is the kind of guy, I mean, I've discussed it before with you, he's the kind of guy that wherever fault is and wherever, you know, law-breaking or violations reside, regardless of what side of the aisle he's going to go after him.
Okay, well, get ready, because here's our favorite caller. Backgammon Bob, yes, sir, you have a question.
Yes, good morning, Blondie.
Good morning.
What are we going to do about Iran? And don't they have ICBMs? And don't you think that we're taking a real risk if we really get involved with them? Because they, after that, aren't they in reality really a religious cult rather than a government? That's it.
All right, thanks. I think he was reading that off a sheet somewhere. Well, you first or me?
Well, we're not going to go to war.
No, not at all.
Well, let's just put it that way. Iran doesn't want it, and the United States doesn't want it.
Nope.
Saudi, nobody wants it.
A lot of bluster coming from Saudi Arabia.
But I will say this. We have, for a very long time, identified target packages.
Sure.
We have, for a very long time, looked carefully at Iranian and Iranian-backed forces, you know, wherever they may be, Syria,
yep,
Yemen, and so what's particularly interesting, a lot of people don't know this, but Central Command's Marine Corps General Frank McKenzie is the one that made the formal request to the officials, to the White House, to move these assets into the region. So this wasn't John Bolton, as you know, he's getting, they're calling him the mustache.
Yeah.
He's the one getting blamed for this.
Yeah.
No, it was Central Command.
And we had credible evidence, as was witnessed by what we just saw with the Saudi Arabian tankers and the Norwegian tanker and the attacks on the pipelines that have continued. They've had, what, four separate attacks on that pipeline they're talking about now?
I don't know what that number was, but those actually were the Houthi rebels out of Yemen that did the pipeline.
And at least one of them was done with a drone.
Well, that's how they did it.
Mm-hmm, okay. All right, so they were all done with the drone then?
The pipeline was, yeah.
Okay, all right, yeah. Because, see, that's when somebody says, can they weaponize drones? Well, yeah, they can.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
If we can, they can.
Yep.
And remember, several years ago under the Obama administration, we had a drone that was stolen. Remember that one?
I do. It wound up in Iran. Yep. All right. Hold on. All right. Then we'll be right back. Yep, we did. And it wound up in Iran. Isn't that something? And now all of a sudden, the bad guys have got a drone that looks, gee, a lot like ours. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our sponsor for the segment, the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, I got an update yesterday on their membership. We started out telling you 285,000, then we told you 300,000. Well, guess what? Now it's 375,000 responsibly armed Americans belong to the USCCA. Now, they're doing that for a couple different reasons. Number one, of course, you get the coverage that will be your first line of defense in the aftermath of an incident where you have to defend yourself either by a gun or a knife or your fist or a club or a hammer or a screwdriver or whatever it is that you have to do to defend yourself. You will have legal protection there for you in the form of an attorney, number one. But number two, did you know that they have some of the best gun safety courses in the country, and that USCCA gun safety instructors are all around your midst teaching courses? Well, they are. And you can take advantage of all that because all of that is available to you free as a USCCA member. Now, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And click on the link for the USCCA and sign up, first of all, for the Gun A Day, free Gun A Day giveaway. You're going to see that right there, right in plain display when you go to the page. And then secondly, should you decide to become a member, you get $474 worth of free stuff, including some great USCCA ditty bags, as well as books and tapes and videos and other different things that they have to offer. And don't forget the Concealed Carry Magazine, the gun magazine of the year, 2 years out of the last three. And they also have a number of different savings coupons and things in there pertaining not only to guns, not only to ammo, but also to hunting, to fishing, to RVing, and camping in general. So there you go. So That's USCCA. Find them on my website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Click on that logo link that's right there, and away you go. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
The president, late yesterday in the Rose Garden, proposed the most pro-immigrant, pro-America immigration plan in about the last 50 years, so say the experts. What say you?
I'm okay with it. There are things in it that are missing, but at least it's a beginning. But I think it's also a supplement to what Lindsey Graham is doing.
Yes.
So the Trump plan is really a Jared Kushner plan, that because Kushner has been working with several Republicans in Congress on the peace parts of a new immigration piece of legislation. Now, is it going to go anywhere? The answer to that is no. I mean, we have to be honest, because it would never, first of all, it's not in legislative language yet. It's only points. The second thing is Nancy Pelosi's House going to pass anything? She's already said no. So these are going to be points, however, that Trump will use for his reelection in 2020, which I think is smart, that he needs to offer solutions, but he needs to continue to blame the Democrats because they're not acting. Not one Democrat, not one that I have seen, has proposed anything to deal with the crisis.
Nope.
Okay. So, you know, Trump's delivery yesterday was pragmatic, and it was very matter-of-fact. But he didn't just lay the crisis in the laps of the Democrats, and he should have. As a consequence, there are peace parts. I mean, his immigration plan begins to certainly address the flaws of the system that we have now. And it is... put that together with Lindsey Graham's, and we might begin to have something with a little more teeth in it. I think, too, to be honest with you, it might be prudent to go back and read the Senate's Gang of Eight immigration reform thing that had passed the Senate. It fell on the floor in the House, what, you know, 4 or 5 years ago now?
Yeah.
Because it also spoke to technology and several other things. So I think we have to look at all of it. But what we have to do here right at this moment is stop the flow of what is coming across that border. Stop that and the visa overstays.
Mm-hmm.
If you do those two things, then I think our Border Patrol can go back to being Border Patrol and not, you know, humanitarian ambassadors.
Now, James in Clearwater just sent me a message in regards to what we were talking about with the drones and all that. He said, Captain, any ordnance dropped by Iran's drones, whether the grenades were dropped on our troops in Syria or the larger ones of the type that damaged the Saudi oil pipeline, should be called Obama bombs. After all, he paid for them, James in Clearwater.
I'm not going to fully deny that one. There's probably some truth to that.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that there's truth about is that the plan we're talking about, the immigration plan, was not adopted by Congress or politicians. It was designed by input. They came from the CBP, from the law enforcement agencies along the border, as well as the backup agencies, HHS and whatnot, that were working there along the border, the donut dollies and the people giving them three hots and a cot and all that sort of stuff. That's where he got the information from. Kushner.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, immigration has to deal with the people that are already here, and then it has to deal with the people that are about to be here. So there's almost kind of two tracks. I would say that Trump deals with those that are about to be here, where Lindsey Graham's deals with those that are already here. Now, here's a fascinating thing, and for your listeners, it might be fun to see if we couldn't find out, because it was my last thought before I went to sleep last night, and that is this. How many of these illegals that have already had their cases filed and they're floating around someplace here in the United States waiting for their asylum hearing?
Right.
That don't show up?
Right.
How many of those are out there that haven't already, that have not shown up? They've had their dates in court before a judge and they didn't show up. Is that 1,000? Is that 50,000? What is that number? Because not if they haven't shown up and we have the resources,
well,
I would say that our Department of Homeland Security and our law enforcement should go find those people wherever we can and arrest them, because they're in violation. It's like, you know, you had a notice to appear before court and you blew it off.
Yeah, I saw a percentage somewhere a few weeks ago that said somewhere around 2/3 don't show up. But I also saw another number that was out there that just stood up and grabbed me, and that was that ICE was looking for 50,000 of these people that did not show up at their hearing that now were ordered to be deported, and ICE was out there right now looking for them.
Well, that, I think that there's some concentration needs to be paid on that one right now.
Right.
And that needs to be in a headline someplace to tell these people that are, you know, about to go through the process, if you don't show up for your a court hearing, you're out of here.
Right. And by the way, that's one of the provisions here, because I've got the five different provisions, and let's see here. Restore integrity to America. This is number two, provision number two. Restore integrity to America's broken asylum process by expediting relief for legitimate asylum seekers and sending all those who abuse the system home.
Well, you know, that sounds good, and I'm happy for that.
Mm-hmm.
But how, when we deport them, we often think to ourselves that's the end of them.
It's not. No.
How many of them have come back into the United States a dozen or more times?
Many. Many.
Okay, so that's why we need to deal with Lindsey Graham's proposed immigration legislation. You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Did you see the way he responded to the president? He was just nodding and said, yes, Mr. President, yes. I mean, he must have, you know, I thought he was going to get a neck ache.
Okay.
Yeah, because he was right there. He was, yeah, he was going to do it. And Scalise was sitting beside him, tapping him on the shoulder and giving him an attaboy, Lindsey, you know, one of those deals.
But again, I mean, Lindsey Graham's and Trump's proposal isn't going to go anywhere. Because,
right.
You know, it's not going to pass Nancy Pelosi's house. This is to get Nancy Pelosi out of there in the 2020 and for the Republicans to take back the majority.
Well, I think they will, because this is very much in the news and people want something done about this. They've had it. And by the way, reports of 500, that's the official report I've seen, illegals coming to Broward and Palm Beach counties. And we'll talk to you tonight about that.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And that is a report that I've seen in writing. Now, there are other reports that are saying, oh, no, it's going to be 1,000 people, and they're going to be going to a couple different places. No, that's not the report that I've seen. I've got the report.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today, we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
At the White House, President Trump outlining his immigration plan.
So a major update, and that's what this is, merit system and a heart system, is long overdue.
In other news, New York City Mayor Progressive Bill de Blasio announcing he's running for president. President Trump tweeting about it, saying the Dems are getting another beauty to join their group. Bill de Blasio of New York City, considered the worst mayor in the U.S. He is a joke. Capital letters. And speaking of the race for 2020, looking at the rest of the Democrats, Joe Biden crushing the competition. A new Fox News poll out shows Biden way out ahead, the former vice president, at 35%, a double-digit lead over the person in second place, socialist Bernie Sanders, at 17%, and Elizabeth Warren in third place with 9%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news. By the way, listen up, all you veterans and active duty military out there. Of course, Armed Forces Day is tomorrow, Saturday, the 18th, and you will be able to have a free lunch at your local Mission Barbecue. Wherever you're located at, Mission Barbecue is feeding all active duty military and veterans from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. So have lunch with the heroes Saturday, the 18th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at your local Mission Barbecue, wherever that happens to be, wherever you happen to be at. Now, National Aviation Academy brings you the current military and veterans news report, and here's more about them.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now listen
listen up, guys and gals, especially my listeners at MacDill Air Force Base and the dozens of other bases all across the country where this program's heard. There is a very important day coming up in your future, and it's Friday, May 31st. Now, that's the next start date for the National Aviation Academy class in Clearwater and Concord, Massachusetts. And you've been hearing me talk about them for years. Now, NAA has helped hundreds of vets make the transition to an aviation career in the private sector, and they've got a team of specialists that you can that can help you with your career separation plan too. Now, the top 10% in aviation maintenance make well over $80,000 a year. So what are you waiting for? And for more information on their statistics and upcoming classes, go to the website NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. There you go. Now, one person has been treated for non-threatening injuries after a shooting near the Fort Carson, Colorado, Maine Post Exchange. That's all we know. We don't have any names. But apparently they did get the suspect anyway. Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Soldiers hoping to tap into their fast roping skills will have to travel to their air assault qualification because Fort Bragg is shutting down its air assault school. Wow. Okay. I'm just going to guess and say they're probably will be moving that to Fort Campbell or Fort Benning. That's just a guess on my part. By the way, Army Master Gunner grads are now getting a uniform badge. Graduates of the Army's Master Gunner courses now have a badge to show off with and to wear it under uniforms. Now, this is something you'll be seeing soon. We'll see how that all works along. And after a long night of waiting, Bradley fighting vehicles from the 3rd Army Division's 2nd Armored Brigade Combat Team, or ABCT, surged through a breach of obstacle courses to attack enemy forces in the fictional town of Rajes. Now, this is going on at the National Training Center. Soldiers are now training for what they have dreaded, and that is a fair fight with tanks. And when I was up at Fort Knox a few years ago, I noticed there were a lot of tanks there, and there were a lot of maneuvers going on with those tanks. So I wonder if that's where the National Training Center is for the tanks. I don't really know, but I'll have to check and find out. By the way, Navy boot camp changes have increased the early washout rate, but according to the Navy, that's good. Changes at the Navy's enlisted boot camp, including stiffer physical requirements, are producing strong, more fit sailors able to tackle the demands of a great power competition, according to Master Chief Petty Officer of the Navy, Russell Smith, who's saying that's a good thing. And we'll see how that all works out. By the way, the Air Force has tested a new plan for setting up airfields in austere environments, even under fire, using small teams of airmen, each doing multiple jobs to fuel their jets as they take off and land on their various missions. By the way, we had something happen here the other day. It wasn't widely reported, but we had an alligator wander onto the MacDill flight line. And it was kind of an interesting thing for a few minutes. And, of course, it is that time of the season when the alligators are looking for other water or they're looking for another companion, if you will. Now, Air Force Undersecretary Matt Donovan is going to take over as the service's acting secretary beginning June the 1st with the departure of the current Air Force secretary. We'll see how that all works out. Now, a Marine from the 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines, on 5 May 2018, was serving as an 81-millimeter mortar section leader at an observation outpost in northeast Syria when his section came under a complex attack by Islamic State fighters. And the vehicle which he was in was hit by an ISIS anti-tank guided missile. He's earned a Bronze Star for his valor in Syria for what happened, because he used his vehicle to keep on fighting with, even though it had been hit and was on fire, and he kept on firing to repel the attackers that were headed their direction. By the way, the Coast Guard, those two sightseeing planes that crashed in Alaska at about the 3,300-foot level at the mountain that they were flying around. Well, total of six people dead. They found two more bodies. Very sad situation there. I'm sure they'll find out what the cause will be in the not-too-distant future. By the way, female veterans are starting to line up to run for political office. It's not just about running for Congress anymore. It's running for council. It's running for assemblyman, for state senator. And congresswomen who have served in the military are now setting up a new caucus to supplement the nation's growing ranks of female service members in Washington, D.C. And they're looking for some clout, too, in American politics as they expand further on down the system. I don't think that's a bad idea at all, in most cases. By the way, President Trump declared a national emergency, signing an executive order that bans U.S. companies from using foreign telecom services that could pose a national security threat. Something very interesting. Okay, Joe Bag of Donuts. Yeah, I was right. Okay. Yeah, Fort Knox is the place for tanks. Got to protect the gold. Yeah, I thought so, Joe. And thanks for chiming in. Hope you're doing well this morning. Because I noticed when it was there, and yeah, I did see the gold depository. Tanks were everywhere in there. Everywhere in there. All right. A House subcommittee advanced an annual spending bill that would limit the Pentagon's ability to transfer money, a move made in response to President Trump's use of defense funds for his proposed border wall, which has already gone through. That would be grandfathered through, but that would be the last time the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives would allow that to happen. So they're going to close that loophole. Also, can a new spoofing tech give U.S. aircraft a shroud in the clouds? Well, maybe, because the Air National Guard is set to test the next-generation decoy technology that was originally designed and fielded in the United Kingdom to protect the Royal Air Force aircraft against advanced radar-guided missiles. Now we're going to test it with our Air National Guard, with their aircraft, to see if it actually works before we take it one step further. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch rolling along. I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming on. We're going to take a look at some finances. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, it's Memorial Day coming up in about a week or so, and we've got the Armed Forces weekend going on right now with Armed Forces Day on Saturday, and it's a great time for you to check out the David E. Garrett Jewelers website at David E. Garrett, spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T, jewelers.com. They have a number of patriotic pieces there that you can take a look at, and there might be something there that might tickle your fancy for your loved one that's either in the military now or has has served in the military. And for over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. They are a family-owned Christian business. They offer an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices, and they also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces sure to catch anybody's attention. So check them out online at the David E. Garrett Jewelers.com website, or give them a call at 937-325-3680. That's 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can count on, proud sponsors of the Edwards Notebook and the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the president put in a new immigration plan, and one of his quotes was, "We discriminate against geniuses getting into our country. They have to wait behind people that they should be in front of in line." Your thought?
Well, I'm, you know, a big believer that when it comes to immigration, we should be taking the best and the brightest.
Yep.
I don't understand for the life of me. You know, we get kids coming here, going to American colleges. We should give them the option that if they want to stay, they can take a citizenship test maybe when or go through some of the
yep.
those things when they're in college, and, you know, slap a green card on that diploma as well. I have no problem with that at all. It's if you want people smart people to come to this country, I think it's great. And I think we've got a great resource right there with colleges and universities.
Sure.
For the life of me, I don't understand it.
And we have doctors and scientists come to this country, and they get caught up in the line. They don't go for asylum. They don't do that, I guess, for whatever reason. But they come in, and they get in the line, and they have to wait and wait and wait. And that's not right. I mean, once we find out what they are and what their capabilities are, you know, you want to bring, like you say, you want to bring the best and the brightest into the country.
Well, we do have certain rules for certain countries where UK and there's several other European countries as well, that if you invest in America, if you buy an American business, you're able to get, you know, working papers and,
uh-huh.
and stay and work within the country. And I think that's great too. I think I will encourage people coming and investing and creating jobs here in the country. I think that's fantastic. But I also think, you know, those are obviously people that already have money, that are capable of doing that. I have no problem taking younger people that are go-getters and going to colleges and universities that, give them a leg up as well.
Now, Alan Greenspan, who hasn't been heard from in a while, came out and rendered a couple of opinions on the China tariffs, and he said it's a terrible idea on both sides.
I disagree wholeheartedly. I really do. And yeah, Alan Greenspan can talk, but all these Federal Reserve people, when are they ever right? When have they ever been right on anything? You don't want to put tariffs on, but what else are you supposed to do? You tell me. We're just going to keep talking. I mean, the Chinese are not going to go along with anything. At some point in time, we have to put our foot down. And, you know, the more and more I've been looking at it, you know, over time, I look at, tariffs. It gives people a choice. People keep talking about it now. They're pitching this thing as this huge tax raise. Don't buy their stuff. It's just that simple. Don't buy their stuff. It's an optional tax. You can go and you can take a look and you can choose to buy something else from someone else. And you know, you take a look at this, Matt. I thought about this yesterday, and I thought about the high quality items that we used to make here in America. I grew up, and my parents survived about 30 something years before my parents moved out of the house. We had two refrigerators over that entire period of time. The latest refrigerator my father bought died in 4 years. It's a foreign made because mm-hmm. that's all it's made unless you buy, you know, really, really super high quality stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We used to make really, really great high quality products here in this country. We did away with that.
Elkhart, Indiana, Frigidaire.
Yeah, we got addicted to cheap junk is what we have. And it's become almost like a narcotic for this country.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessary.
Yeah. By the way, did you see that Boeing yesterday afternoon announced that they had completed the software update on the 737 MAX, and they were now working on the pilot training plan to implement it?
Yes, I did hear about that. Still, it's not answering a lot of questions on how some of these, how that plane was actually still in the air based upon what they knew. So this story is not over with by any stretch of the imagination.
Now, I did not know that George Soros' investment firm, Soros Fund Management LLC, had been investing in Tesla, but they raised its stake in Tesla, their convertible bonds due in 2021, by $17.5 million convertible bonds to $37.5 million convertible bonds. What do you suppose that's indicating?
Well, convertible bond, it's kind of a hedge position, whereas you are, if they have to break up the company or something happens, the bank has to be sold off, you come in line above the shareholders. However, you also have the capacity later on to convert those bonds to shares of stock. So they're looking at this as an arbitrage play, where they're saying that there's, you know, some valuation there, an arbitrage play more than anything else. And they feel that the breakup, if the company had to go bankrupt, they would be taken care of if that was the case.
Mm. And, folks, I'm speaking to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there and check it out and see all the different things that he has to offer. Now, some disturbing news, and this is coming predominantly from the blue cities, the progressive left Democratic cities that are controlled by them, the big cities. Public pension funds have fallen short once again of the needed 7% returns that are needed to keep those afloat. They're in real trouble in some of these cities.
Oh, without doubt. I've been talking about this for a long period of time. I think that many of these public pensions are probably waiting for, the government, the federal government to step in and try to help bail them out. You know, certain areas have actually issued, bond debt in order to shore up some of these pensions. But yeah, it's a dire situation. Again, this is what happens, when we allow, for public workers, once they allow them to unionize, it's a bit of a problem because then they're negotiating with politicians and politicians say, sure, oh yeah, we can give you this benefit and that benefit, and there's no real thought into how these things are eventually paid for.
Should we be concerned that China right now is selling the most U.S. treasuries that they have in nearly 2.5 years? Should that concern us?
No. I'm not worried about it at all. The U.S. treasuries, it's like global cash, for crying out loud. So not worried about what the Chinese are doing. They own so much of our debt that, it's more or less much ado about nothing in the news.
Now, we've heard a lot about drugs and the drug manufacturers and how they pay less money, for example, for a lot of drugs in Canada than they do here in the United States. That is starting to change a little bit because I've got a chart here in front of me that shows me that some of these drugs that are out there are popular drugs that are taken prescription-wise here in the United States are starting to drop in price.
Well, I mean, many drugs start to drop in price over time, automatically, and they also, you get generics that are allowed to be made later on down the road. The foreign countries pay a lot less because they negotiate these prices with the pharmaceutical companies as a whole. It's not right, it's not fair, because the United States of America pays for all the research and development for the entire world, and we end up getting stuck with the bill.
Now, I got something that'll help you out, and you might want to tell your wife about this one, too. You want to stay young? You want to feel young? Guess what? Play a crossword puzzle. It can make your brain years younger.
Oh, all those mind games are great. You know, it's just crossword puzzles. Reading is great. The mind is like anything else. As far as exercise, you have to exercise your brain. It's the old use it or lose it.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Okay, well, Chris, we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And again, his website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the different things that he has to offer. And I'll be right back right after the top of the hour news. Hour number 4 coming in. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. Be right back with me.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.